It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 24th day of February? I do hope so. As promised, today is the day you'll learn which RFI club won the photography contest. We asked the clubs to take a photo of their entire membership with the RFI banner doing something in the kitchen or something to do with cooking, which would make us laugh. It was so hard to choose. There were some great photos, and you can see them all on the brand new RFI English Club Facebook page, as well as on the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. Listen to the judges. All work here at RFI as they make their decision. There's Hodi Saleh, a digital research executive, Kevin Collin, who's a press officer, and my boss, Daniel Singleton, the head of the English service.
So this picture takes place in Pakistan, I can imagine.
You're exactly right.
And it's very lovely because we can see a lot of bright people and good men over there preparing some food and having the RFI logo. And we see them doing it as they do every day. So, yeah, it's beautiful. The colors are amazing. And RFI.
And they look happy.
And they look happy. And everyone is smiling. That's for sure.
Okay, it was really difficult to choose because a lot of photos were lovely. But I know my choice.
And it is.
And it is Pakistan. On this photo, you can see a group of men who are cooking and holding in a few logos of RFI. And they're cooking, I think, chicken. And it's really funny because everybody is laughing and joking with the tools, you know, with the cups, with the with the tools. It's a real moment of fun in another part of the world.
In terms of expressing the joys of cooking and mucking in and not being afraid of taking part in what in Western countries very often is seen or is in certain less forward-thinking milieus, is seen as a very low activity. These men actually are full of the joys of preparing food and not minding getting their hands dirty. It would be the first illustration of too many cooks do not spoil the broth, because there are quite a few of them, I must say.
There's seven, because it's the Seven Stars Listening Club.
Indeed, and yes, I would say well done, the Seven Stars. So yes, we'll have to go for the Seven Stars for the fact they're all there and all doing their bit, preparing the food. A collective effort. It's a nice composition. They all look happy doing what they do. So congratulations.
Congratulations, Seven Stars Listening Club from District Chinio, Pakistan. It's official. The Sony CyberShot camera goes to the Seven Stars Listeners Club in District Chinio, Pakistan. The president of the club is Muhammad Salim Akhtar Chadhar. Congratulations again. But never fear, I will send a little something to every club who entered, so check your mailboxes.
تاسو اورئ سوزنز بی دا ساؤنڈ کچن پروگرام کی ریڈیو فرانس انٹرنیشنل سرا.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 13th of January, I asked you a question about Chinese architectural history. That week, French President Emmanuel Macron had been on a state visit to China, which started at the beginning of the ancient Silk Road. He and his wife visited the Big Wild Goose Pagoda, and I asked you to send me the name of the city where the pagoda is and in which year it was built. The answer is, the Big Wild Goose Pagoda is in Xi'an in the Shaanxi province. It's a Buddhist pagoda, and it was built in 652 during the Tang Dynasty. According to our friend Wikipedia, one of the pagoda's many functions was to hold sutras and figurines of the Buddha that were brought to China from India by the Buddhist translator and traveler Zheng Zong. The winners of this week's quiz are... Two this week from India, Miss Reepa Bain from Chhattisgarh, and Priyanka Paul, the president of the RFI Women's Club in Murshidabad. From Rajshahi, Bangladesh, there's Miss Samson Islamu, who's a member of the RFI Amur fan club. There's RFI Listeners Club member Ogben Etoti from Cross River State in Nigeria on the winner's list this week. And from Kumasi, Ghana, John Kennedy Adzomani. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. For this week's quiz, I want you to listen closely to Rosalind Heim's excellent monthly feature, Cinephile. I've put the link on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page, and you can also find it on the RFI English website under Features. In her most recent program, she interviews Lebanese director Ziad Doueri about his film The Insult, recently released in France. At the beginning of the interview, Mr. Doueri speaks about the theme of the film, what the film is about. He says, "At the end of the day, it is a film about..." And I want you to complete that sentence. Again, what does film director Ziad Doueri say his film, The Insult, is about? You have until the 26th of March to get your answers in for this quiz. Be sure to tune in on March 31st to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
There are loads of photos for you to see on the RFI English and Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. There are photos sent in by Kanchan Chatterjee. He's the president of the RFI Natune Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India. The club is playing football on the grounds of the Hazar Duari Palace, which is not a bad playing field. You can also see a great picture sent in by Mohammed Aslam, the president of the Website Users Club in Uttar Pradesh, India, meeting up with other RFI radio fans on a trip to Indonesia, which is pretty darn cool. There are also photos from the big radio fair in Bhubaneswar, India, as well as from the Kolkata Book Fair, where France was the country of honor. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doro for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. And congratulations again to Muhammad Salim Akhtar Chadhar and the Seven Stars Listeners Club in District Chinio, Pakistan, for their winning entry in the RFI English Listeners Club Photography Contest. And thanks to everyone who entered. Talk to you next week.
bad romance. I want your horror, I want your design, 'cause you're a criminal as long as you're mad. I want your love, 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 I want your love. I want your psycho, your vertigo stick, won't you win my rear window, baby, you're sick. I want your love, 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 I want your love. I want your loving, I want your lipids. You and me could write a better romance. I want your loving, all your love and revenge. You and me could write a better romance. I want your love, I want your revenge, I want your love. I don't wanna be friends. Je veux ton amour et je veux te revoir. Je veux ton amour. I don't want to be friends.